Hey, welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Sinyard with Gospel App Ministries, www.gospel-app.com. And this is a testimony of a regular person, a Christian, a client of Atlas Sioux Center, a Midwestern social working group, who recently went through our newest online gospel intensive, The Dance. And so this podcast is going to run on all three of my podcast sites, The Gospel Rant, Haven't Heard That Before, and The Forgiving Path. And again, welcome. It is so gratifying to hear how The Dance, the-dance.org, is actually being used by social workers and pastors and counselors and churches as a powerful tool in their toolkit. It really should work alongside of whatever your counseling philosophy might be. And we believe that your clients will thank you. Without any further ado, let's get to the testimony.
My name is Jacob. I am 24 years old. I currently work construction with a hope in ministry in the future. I did The Dance about a week ago, and I loved it. I went through not really knowing what it was, and I thought it was very easy to follow. It was clear, the intentions, and I really liked the ebb and flow of it as you go through. You're just learning more about yourself. If you're willing to kind of just be real with yourself for a little bit. And I think when I took the pretest, I was kind of in a spot where I was just being really honest about what I was feeling at that moment. And what The Dance did for me was it opened my eyes to a lot of things that you don't hear so often, and you might know them, but what it did is it helped me feel those things at the same time. So I guess that was my experience.
Like what? I mean, unpack that last part. What did you know, but now you're thinking, yeah, I know it a little bit deeper, or I'm experiencing it, to use your word.
Yeah, so with relationship to others.
That was one of the big moves, was the relationship to others.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, I think I had like 120%.
Oh, my God.
There's a bit of a swing on there.
You just won the award.
Yeah, well, I didn't know there was a prize.
You're an overachiever. Yeah,
yeah. I think that I tend to fall back into self-deprecation a bit, and without something reminding me of truth and light, I tend to fall into this role of I'm not that great. You know, I have a lot of negative thoughts about myself. So The Dance for me was a reminder of what God sees in me. And when it was talked about in The Dance that, you know, this is actually how God views you. And you're perfect in His eyes, and you've been made perfect. Just a lot of beauty
news,
in
right?
that. Good news.
So we talk in The Dance, we talk a lot about that nasty, critical inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
Was that new to you, or did you go, I know that voice?
It was, I knew the voice, but I never named it, you know?
Oh, you named it, yes.
Yes, I named it.
Would you share the name?
Yes, I called it The Liar.
Yep.
And it was really freeing to put a name on that. And instead of me kind of having this internal battle with, this is what I think about myself, and this is what I think about myself, and they don't go together, naming one of them, calling that The Liar, that's separate from me now. And I can war against that, and I can pray about that. So,
and in the end, we invite you, we give you instructions to take the inner critical voice to trial. How'd that feel?
It felt good. It felt really good. It felt like I was emboldened, and I had a right to stand there and say that you're wrong. So,
and you were able to cross some of those things off.
Yes. Yes, I was. It's good.
We had fun making this, by the way.
Yeah.
What do we want done, you know?
Yeah.
Explosives were out of the question.
Yeah. Yep, get rid of it all.
So at the end, there's a little bit of a surprise because Jesus takes the inner critical voice and dies for it. That's a bit of a shocker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd rather have that thing beat up a little.
Yeah.
And Jesus puts it on his shoulder and because it's really you.
Yeah.
Shocker?
You know, I was raised in the church, so shocker, no, but to think about it in the way that it was presented, it was difficult. It was, you're giving this thing over, and you want to kind of have control of that thing. So to put yourself in a spot to hand it over and say, okay, it's yours,
Hard.
It's not easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But freeing. Yes. Once you gave it away.
Very freeing. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a letter to you from God. What did you think of that? I mean, I'm wondering from a male perspective, how does that come across? That God actually loves you. It's romantic.
Yeah.
Or like a father love.
Yeah.
But a intimate father.
Mm. Yeah, I really enjoyed that too. For me, it was, I'm a very emotional guy. Yeah. So it was, I think it was pretty, like it was easy for me to read that. But also very, very powerful too. Because, you know, a lot of times when we think of God, it's not in a very personal way. It's outside, you know, he's not right here. He's not right there with us. And, you know, there's so many rules and regulations that people want to stick to and follow and say, you have to be like this or do this thing. Or, you know, if you don't, then you're a bad person. But the reality is he loves you through all that stuff and he knows you're going to fail. So, yeah, I really... It's good.
We created the dance for people like me. I'm shame prone.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone to enough counseling to know why,
yep.
but I can't seem to shake it. So it's, we call it enoughness, because there's in my head, there's a, you're not enough. You're not faithful enough. You're not righteous enough. You're not a good enough father. You're not, all right.
Yeah.
You're not handsome enough. You're not all those things. So not enoughness, and then not connectedness. So it's shame and loneliness. They kind of go together. Yuck, you know, they're yuck partners, but.
Yeah.
So did you feel that going in? I mean, we didn't announce that. That was the reason for it.
Yeah.
Because who would go?
Right.
But did you feel that kind of going through, that we were really zeroing in on enoughness, shame, and then loneliness? And you mentioned the connection with others.
Yeah.
Did you sense that we were?
Yes. Yeah, I've gone through a lot of counseling myself too. And so, when I went through counseling, it wasn't from, a Christian perspective. It was, you know, it was counseling. So I think what the dance did for me is it really kind of exposed a lot of, the ways I was dealing with my shame were good. But not necessarily
self-talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to, you know, build myself up. You know, it's me trying to fix these things. And I felt a lot of God's healing in the past for that, but I was a little surprised with how much I felt right at the beginning of the dance with my own shame and my own loneliness, because connecting with other people is something that I really love to do, but I rarely feel that from them also, because I think there's this kind of negative thing inside you, you know, the liar. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was. I really felt that it did a good job of walking through shame and loneliness.
It didn't shame you?
I didn't feel like I was ashamed during it. No, I felt like it recognized our shame in a respectful way, and I don't think that I was ever overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think what it did is it brought it about in a really good way, and I was able to see it and say, okay, this is what we're focusing on right now.
Yeah,
so,
you're up for that.
Yeah.
Now, the dance is about the Trinity. It's the 4th century Greek fathers saw the dance as, like the Trinity as a dance around, a perichoresis. And they're filled with joy, they're smiling, they're dancing like a Greek dance. And then they reach down and grab you, and you're in the dance now, biblically, theologically, but we don't feel it. And... I mean, did that hit you? It's hit a number of people. Is, wait a second, are you saying that I'm in the dance and I don't get it? There must be something wrong with me. My brain must be more twisted than I thought. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it, I never pictured it myself as a dance, as what we do as a dance, that there's all these moving parts and you're welcome to join and you're in it. Kind of whether you like it or not, you know, you're part of that dance. And I guess I never really used that analogy myself, but it was really, really clear once I did. I was like, oh man, you know, this thing's moving and we're supposed to be moving with it. And it's a really, really beautiful thing too. And why not jump in? Why not join that?
Right.
Like, what's holding you back? You know?
Right. What would you tell someone your age group, your demographic, to get them to even try. I mean, you know, it's a little, come on, 2 hours online. Most of them are online, yeah. Or come through the basement of Apple. Yeah. I mean, what, right. Really? What would you tell somebody to make them even think that's a possibility for them?
I would say that I've never said yes to something like the dance in my life, where, you know, it's this other thing outside of church, just another opportunity. I've never said yes to that and then been obscenely disappointed. It's an opportunity to come and grow. It's an opportunity to see things in a different light. And it's an opportunity to really grow in your relationship with God, and honestly, to grow as a person yourself. Is it this one-stop life-changing thing? For me, it wasn't that, but I could see how it could be for people. But I think for me, what it was is it was a step in growth, and I really, really appreciated everything about it. So why not?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who should come through the dance? If you were to picture somebody, who should come through it? Besides everybody.
Well, yeah. That'd be the easy answer.
Yeah, right.
Who wouldn't benefit?
I agree.
Yeah. I think, honestly, my own age group, from what I've seen with my own friends, and what I've seen with specifically maybe people in college or coming out of college, it seems to be a lot of, you know, self-doubt. There's a lot of negative feelings of worthlessness.
Yep.
And, you know, I can only speak from a guy's point of view, but there's a lot of young men out there that I think are struggling with that because they don't feel like there's people to talk to about it. So it just kind of stays. And so that's honestly the thing that was in my head while I was going through the dance, was like, there are so many guys that I know my age that could really benefit from something like this, because, you know, it is about overcoming that loneliness and that your idea of self-worth in a way that, you know, honors God, and honestly, it's God honoring you too. And yeah, I'm sure everyone would benefit from the dance. but you know, I can see how my peers would really benefit from that. I think we're in a weird time with our nation and with our generation, and I don't see how it would hurt. And I see a lot of hurting people around.
And your generation is peaking.
Yeah.
You're right at the kind of the cusp between millennials and Gen Z. Right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the highest ever marks for shame.
Yeah. And there's everybody seems to want to expose your shame. Like, you should be ashamed of this and you should be ashamed of that. Everybody's telling you to feel ashamed. And so it's almost a weird lie that that's virtuous somehow, to feel really ashamed about these things. Yeah. And that's just not the promise of the word. So
it is not. Anything else you'd like to say?
Super pumped to try the forgiving path out. So
yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
So as I said, it's so gratifying to hear that the dance has been so effective. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And by the way, we can prove that it is effective scientifically. We asked participants to do short self-evaluation, entrance and exit surveys so that we can tell them immediately upon completion where changes are happening according to 4 scientific metrics. It's so helpful. And if you want to see a recent average of all results, check out the dance landing page, the-dance.org. I think you'll be impressed. Well, maybe this has encouraged you to take a look at the dance. I hope so. Look, we could all use a concentrated, gospel-intensive periodically. Some of us desperately need to re-experience just how much God loves us as we are, not as we should be. We know that God loves us, but that's not the same as experiencing God's love for us that Jesus purchased for. And maybe you're thinking about someone else who might just need it right now more than you. Well, good on you. Pass this podcast on to them. And you can always check out our website at the-dance.org. And by the way, listen to this. If you act before the end of November 2021, use coupon code FALL2021 and get a 30% discount off of individual registration. So act now. As always, we would love to hear of your experience in the dance or the forgiving path. Let us know. And if you have any problems, let me know, bill@gospel-app.com. So, more testimonies to come. Check out our website. Take heart, child of God.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.